the hell in my house? Who wants this work? Batter up, motherfuck.
Oh, damn. Sorry, baby. You know Ice Cube is my spirit animal. Hey, what's wrong? Nightmares? Oh, no. See, I told you we shouldn't have invited your aunt to dinner tonight. I love that woman, but the stash of hers is creepy as any video from the dark web. Oh, that's not it? Well, of course not. I was just kidding. Even though I'm sure I was choking on a whisker in her casserole. Nothing. Nothing. So, why don't you tell me what the dream was about, baby?
What? You know I can't focus if I don't have Cheetos. Go ahead.
They were giving a speech at a work meeting.
It seemed to be going well. And you see them laughing. You look down and you see that you're naked.
Oh my God. That is terrifying. I mean, all of those sluts at the office looking at my God of Thunder's hammer. None of them are worthy. I'm sorry. It's just that one secretary looks suspicious to me. I gave her your lunch the other day, and when I said your name, she said, "I'll give it to him," in the most excited tone ever. No one is that excited to give someone else food. That is all she gave you, right? Hey, I'm not popping anyone out of my vagina that immediately asks for a Prada bag. You're right. You want more Bob Ross vibes right now instead of Maury Povich. Oh, I know. Why don't I give you a personal ASMR session like the ones on the internet? ASMR. You know, the ones where you listen to where a person whispers and taps on objects and chews in the microphone. Oh. It's pronounced how it's spelled. ASMR. Oh, yeah, duh. ASMR is what a person has when they can't breathe. So, yeah, all I gotta do is the things they do to help you fall asleep and relax. This is gonna be fun. So, what's first? Positive affirmations. You want me to say things that will make you happy about yourself. Okay, that's easy. Let me get into character. It's obvious you are just nervous because... I'm sorry. They sound like a 3 a.m. 1-800 commercial on Comedy Central. Okay, let me try again. It's obvious you're just nervous because you're starting a new job. I don't know why you would be, though, because everything about you is perfect. I mean, look at you. Tall. Sexy. Pale. Oh yeah, sweetie. The paleness is remarkable. They should call you the Winter Soldier, because you literally look like winter. What do you mean that's a negative? You say it's a negative. I think of it as a positive, because not only are you the color of mayo,
you're also the color. You even have perfect bone structure, perfect feet, with the exception of that one sharp pinky toenail you have. Listen, that one night you thought you had me screaming. It was actually because your Wolverine claw scratched my leg. Don't worry. I will add it to the divorce settlement that will come after you catch me sleeping with Damien the Postmates boy.
Have you seen Damien the Postmates boy? I don't think you have, because if you did, you probably would leave me for him too. But let's face it, I'm not the cheating type. In high school, I would take tests underneath the teacher's desk so no one would involve me with their cheating. And I have seen so many cobwebs under there. Whew. I mean, we don't live in France, people. Okay. Obviously, these affirmations aren't as positive as you would like. So maybe I should just skip to calming noises. Luckily, I know exactly what to do in this situation. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to imagine yourself in the forest lying on the grass, listening to the slow breeze of the wind, the soft chirps of the birds flying in the sky. Then out of nowhere, you hear the anxiety deer. Yes, this deer follows you around everywhere. You can never get rid of it. It tracks every move. Sometimes it even gets close to your ear. Suddenly, though, you can't handle it anymore, so you take out your rifle and you go shoot it right in the stomach. Oh, but it still wants to bother you. It says it isn't over, and then you shoot it multiple times. You finally look down at it, and it's dead. So you grab your knife with my face on it because I'm cute, and you cut open its stomach and just eat all of its insides. That's right. All the insides, including the unborn baby. That's right. It was a female anxiety deer because bitches be crazy. It is at that moment the anxiety deer knows what it's like to have something eat at you from the inside. Well, I think that was quite relaxing, wasn't it? Baby, where are you going? Oh, you just want to go for a walk and clear your head. See, my asthma has worked so good you have confidence to go outside. You walk for as long as you want, baby. Man, I'm really good at this stuff. Some would say it's dangerous.